we're continuing Chayorim, Klamim Zayin, Sitman Tes. So the last point he said that the halacha is a person ate pas, we discussed this the day before, since pas is a type of food which has a cheshivas that it's kaveya mokum, which creates a chiv to go back to that place. That also means even though you left, it's like you didn't finish the meal. So when you come back, right, okay. So therefore, when you come back, you're not mechuyev to make a new bracha. If you want to continue eating, you're allowed to continue eating. You left the meal. You're in the middle of the meal and you left the meal. And so you finished the meal. Shini makom is like the end of the meal. So shita of the, which the Ashkenazim follow, the Ramah follows, is that, not like the Rambam, if a person ate something which the halacha is mechayiv that you have to say the bracha in its place, which means even when you leave, you're mechayiv to come back. What that really means is that you haven't left. So when you come back, it's not considered shini makom. You do not need a new bracha rishona on the food that you would continue to eat. You do not need a new bracha rishona on the drinks that you're continuing to eat. It's considered part of the meal. There is a question of hesach hadas, which is a separate issue. We're discussing this concept that shini makom is should be considered automatically end of the meal, and therefore if you're mashal, you're makom, you leave, and then you come back, you mechayev a new bracha before you to continue to eat. So foods which are not mechayev a bracha achrona b'mekaymai. So I'm drinking a drink, and then I step out, and I come back. I'm a chuv to make a new bracha rishona before I continue. But something which the halacha is mechayev me that I'm not allowed to leave, and I'm a chuv to go back to make the bracha, so then it's considered like I never left, because that itself, that I'm a chuv to go back, holds the kviyas, as it were, so it's still in the middle of the meal. Fil ochel b'yachid. I read the word b'yachid incorrectly yesterday. This is talking about even though you ate it b'yachid. So what does that mean? There's another way theoretically to keep the hold on to the meal. There's a group eating, and only one person steps out. So the kviyas is still there by the members of the meal. So when I come back, and they're still there, I'm rejoining that kviyas. So that's an idea which we'll see later on possibly works. But we're saying by pas, because you're free to go back to that place anyway, so even though you ate b'yachid, you ate by yourself without other people. You do not need other people to keep your kviyas, to allow you to hold on to your bracha when you come back. Kriso klamotes, which we'll see later on, the rules of shini makom and hesach hadas later on. Okay. V'myotze b'shaykik b'shasatchak in tzorach l'akshol l'makom arishon v'yivarach l'makom habeis. So this is halacha b'mezid. Halacha was mechayiv me to go back. B'shoigeg, it's preferable to go back if possible. But if it's a shasat chak, you're not mechayiv to go back. You're allowed to make the bracha where you are. When you're li, the b'derech afilo ochel b'shpisa b'yotze b'shoigeg ain't tzarech l'hachem reklam. If they're traveling and they stopped b'shpisa, they stopped by an inn. They stopped so. So we said if the person is eating as he's going, he has no chiyuv to make bench b'makom. Just like he's eating as he's going, he can bench as he's going. But if they stop to eat, he's no chiyuv to bench where they stop. So the person's traveling, the family travels, and they stop by a rest stop, and they decide to make a picnic. They go to the picnic tables, and they eat lunch there. So, you know, we'll bench in the cars. We go, no. You have to bench there by the picnic table. So that's like but you're traveling. You're in the middle of travels. So even though you ate b'ush pizza, you stopped to eat b'ush pizza, you stopped at the inn, you ate, and then you're yotze b'shagig. So you say, you know what? It's preferable to go back unless it's shasat chak. You only went a few miles, get out, get off the highway, go back. No. Ain't Tzarech L'Hachmer Klal. Chayyadim says, in this situation, once he left Beshagi, he doesn't have to go back at all, but without any need for any type of an excuse to excuse the person. And the Shabbat does not bring this din down. It's like Adam's personal Kiddush, Bli Nira. And in the Nishmas Adam, he discusses what his source for this halacha is. He says that this, one of the Rishonim says this idea, the Ravon, which is one of the Rishonim. The El Yoraba says that there's no source for this in the Gemara anywhere for such a din. The Mordor never makes this chiluk, which is why Mishabur doesn't say it. The Mishabur doesn't discuss yay or nay, he just doesn't discuss it at all, such a chiluk. So we assume that this is the rule of, if you just b'shagig, you would apply the rules of Shas Chag. But the Chayyadim gives the source to it. So he has the person, if he wants to rely on the Chayyadim, he has the right to rely on the Chayyadim. If it passes according to Mishnah Berurah, because he does not mention the Schilik, we would assume that he would hold, even in this situation, the person preferably should try and go back, unless there be a Shas Chag. Have a good day.